Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be celebrating six Motown artists with non-Motown hits. This half hour, we'll hear from Michael Jackson, Rare Earth, Jermaine Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, the Isley Brothers, Choker Campbell's Big Band, and the Temptations. All coming up the next half hour as we feature Motown artists with non-Motown hits.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
You got to die. and Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. Woman, I feel it fade. Woman, woman, your touch has gone cold. As if someone else controls your very soul. I fooled myself long as I can feel the presence of another man.
Close my eyes and I see your face.
A Motown memory from Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious. That reached number 9 in the U.S. pop charts from 1980. Before that, Rare Earth, I Know I'm Losing You, number 7 from 1970. And we started with Michael Jackson. Ahead after he left the Motown record label, this song reached number 1 in 1988 on the Epic record label, Man in the Mirror. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring 6 Motown artists with a non-Motown hit. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye's only non-Motown hit, Sexual Healing. Well, by 1981, Marvin Gaye had moved from Los Angeles to Honolulu in London. Gaye left due to fear of imprisonment from failure to pay taxes to the IRS. Well, Marvin also left because, according to several memoirs, he had felt unloved and not respected in his home country. Gaye also struggled with the separation of his second wife, Janice, and the separation between him and his children, Marvin III, Nonna, and Frankie. While Marvin, struggling with drug addiction and depression, began fighting to regain his professional career, which had stifled after the release of 2 ambitious concept albums in 1978 and 1981. After gaining a sense of sobriety and exercising himself back to respectable health, Marvin began his comeback with a series of European concerts, first in England and then 2 shows in Belgium. Well, Rolling Stones critic David Ritz had arrived in Belgium to interview Marvin Gaye, and while staying at Marvin's apartment, he was shocked by several pornographic comic book magazines that Marvin had in his collection and was said to have told Gaye, quote, "You need some sexual healing." And that's how the song came about. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing from 1982, right here on Motown Memories.
from one great Motown sometime to another. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, I Don't Know Why. They reached number 39 in the U.S. pop charts from 1969, and we started with Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, the only top 40 song he had on the Columbia record label. They reached number 3 from 1982. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had non-Motown hits after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the Isley Brothers with It's Your Thing. Well, It's Your Thing was released in 1969, and it was an artistic response to Motown chief Berry Gordy's demanding holiness artists after the Isleys left the Motown record label in late 1968. At Motown, the Isleys felt typecast in the role as a second-tier act, while well-established Detroit acts like the Temptations, the Miracles, and the Four Tops got far more promotion from the label. The brothers' decision to leave Motown came after a successful UK tour, where the brothers had a bigger fan base than in America. A re-release of This Old Heart of Mine had reached number 3 in the UK pop charts, and similar success came with two more singles from their Motown catalog that were hits well after their Motown departure. Well, Berry Gordy allowed the brothers to leave the label, and the Isleys reactivated their own label called T-Neck Records, which they had originally started a few years prior to their Motown signing. They recorded It's Your Thing on the Buddha record label, while Ronald Isley wrote upon leaving home after taking his daughter Tawana to school. The lead singer said that he thought of the melody and some of the lyrics in his head, and his older brothers O'Kelly and Rudolph helped compose more lyrics. recorded in two takes, and featuring the first appearance of 16-year-old Ernie on bass, the song was released as a single on February 16, 1969, and quickly rose to both the Billboard pop and rhythm blues charts, peaking at number 2 on the former and marking their first number 1 hit in the latter. Upon the song's release and acid to success, Berry threatened to sue the group for releasing it in an attempt to bring them back to Motown, but he eventually canceled his threat. And in February 1970, the two brothers became the first Motown former act to win a Grammy Award for Best Rhythm Blues Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Well, here are the Isley Brothers. It's Your Thing, right here on Motown Memory.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to sock it to. Can tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Well, this half hour, we featured three Motown artists with a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Coming up, we'll hear from three more artists the next half hour, so keep it right here on Motown Memory.